You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rough day for the offense. Maybe the meat of the order today can change things up. It'll be Grisham leading it off. Ben Rice at first base in the two-hole. Aaron Judge third at DH. Bellinger four. Jazz five. Dominguez six. Volpe seven. McMahon eight. Austin Wells nine. Carlos Rodon on the mound. But the meat of the order today, Rice, Judge, Bellinger, certainly need more than what they gave yesterday if the Yanks are to avoid the sweep. When you're looking for the meat of your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. So, I mean, look, Zach Scott, and I know what people say, like, oh, the energy, you know what? He's a GM. He's not a talk show host. So, yeah, not everybody's going to come on with fiery energy, especially when it compares to me. You know, I'm a lunatic the other way. But some great insight there. And obviously, too, he's also not familiar. I know he's doing some on-air stuff with SNY and his podcast. But, you know, WFAN radio, a little bit different story. I'm just glad that he... I'm glad he was willing to come in. First of all, it's nice to have Zach on and share his story, because when I found out about that story, what actually went on, because I'm like everybody else, I read the headlines and say, oh man, DUI, Zach Scott fired. Obviously, you know that that's going to be the case. But when I talked to him about it off the air after one of the shows on SNY a year ago, whatever it was, I was like, dude, that's like, you got to tell that story. That's just not right. I'm not saying that it wasn't right for the Mets to move on from him. Like he said, he's in a good place. The Mets are in a good place. You know, you understand why Steve Cohen made his decision at the time. Remember, the Mets were still a laughingstock. It was still the LOL Mets at the time. So to have a general manager, you know, get caught doing what Zach Scott was accused of doing was not a good thing. And, you know, Cohen just didn't need that. And they moved on and went with Billy Epler. And then he had to move on from Billy Epler. Like, there was a, before David Stearns, remember, it was a little choppy waters here. But, and Zach's got some great insights talking about firing Chili Davis. You know, Chili Davis not knowing if the pitcher was a lefty or righty. Like, dude, you're the hitting coach. Like, that won't fly. That may be okay in the 80s or early 90s. That's certainly not going to fly in 2025 or whatever it was, 2021 with the Mets if you don't know what, you know, who's throwing against you with the data and analytics. And sometimes it could be too much with the analytical stuff, but it's just good to give a or to get a perspective from an actual general manager. Like, we think we could do it. We think we know better. Zach Scott has four rings as being part of a front office with the Boston Red Sox. And when you hear him say it, it takes you inside a little bit. He did write a great column. I forget what he said. It was for MLB Trade Rumors, whatever it was, that took you inside the trade deadline room. Like, there's a lot there. If he had more time, we could get into a little bit more with him. Maybe we get him on again at some point soon, too. But fun to have that different perspective. Also, we had Carlos Mendoza on earlier in the show. In case you missed that, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Mendy chopping it up with us before this game here. Mets have lost 7 of 8. They're in action right now. Yankees have an afternoon game as well as they look to get back off the mat. And like we said, avoid that sweep. So, yeah, both the teams flailing away here. I don't think it's going to be as bad as it seems right now. Still have confidence they're both going to be playoff teams. Still have confidence that, at least from the Mets' perspective, I just think the Mets are better, but I think the American League is weaker. So maybe that offsets. even though the Mets are better, still the National League is going to be tough with the Phillies, Padres, Dodgers, but I still would take my chances with the Mets. Anything could happen. Same thing with the Yankees. Okay, well, it may be stronger as it pertains to last year. Like, you're going to get the Royals and Guardians, but maybe you get the Astros and Tigers. And still with the Yankees, maybe their bats can overcome some of the other areas of deficiency. Right now, it doesn't feel like that because things are spiraling. But tomorrow or a week from today, it could be totally different. That's just the ebbs and flows of a long baseball season. Look at me. Who is this guy? Rational Sal. What's happened here? I'm just going off of my gut. It's getting harder and harder to say that with the Yankees as they sink further. You know, meaning that if they lose today and get swept by Texas, they're going to be on the outside looking in of a postseason spot. Still, I have a hard time believing that the Yankees would, in fact, miss the playoffs. As for the Mets, Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
How are you, Sal?
Good. How are you?
Rational Sal, I'm going to call you today.
Yeah, there you go. Today. Today is
right. All right, today. Three disappointments that I'm having with the Mets this year. Lindor last night hit into a double play with the bases loaded. Could happen to anybody. He was at first base smiling. It made me nuts. Just, he didn't, it looked like it. He could have been anywhere in the world hanging out and smiling. Number two, Juan Soto. I call him now Juan So-So. You talk about a superstar not performing. The label superstar means you are among the greatest players in the game or at the very top. He has not performed anywhere near what a superstar.
He did for 1 month. He's got to be better. But let me ask you. So, Mark, when you hear Rational Sal, right, like it's not me acting. I'm not holding anything in today. Just the same way we're the other way where I'm irrational and going loud and all that stuff. It's because that's how I feel. Part of the reason why I am able to be somewhat rational today is because at my core, I believe Juan Soto is going to go nuts sooner than later. Maybe even more specifically in the postseason. When he does, it will look totally different. Do you believe that Soto will take off? Or do you believe that he is in fact going to be, in your words, Juan So-So?
You know what, Sal? I don't believe it till I see it.
But he's done it before. That's the thing. I'm not asking to say that Vientos or Beatty or someone or Alvarez are going to do it. I'm asking about Juan Soto. I mean, Soto's done it on the biggest of stages, whether it be with the Nationals in 2019, whether he did it with the Yankees a year ago.
I got to see him do it in a Met uniform because I've seen Jason Day, Roberto Alomar, George Forster, superstars in other places.
I know. But you also saw Juan Soto. Like, even him at his worst, he's got 25 homers on the year. He had an all-time great June. Like, even Soto at his worst is still better than any of those guys that you just mentioned.
Okay, he is. But, Sal, he's been... let me ask you a question. Have you been disappointed, I'm going to use the word disappointed, in his performance to date this year?
Not only, and thank you for the call, Mark. Great back and forth there. That was fun. Not only have I been disappointed in Juan Soto's performance outside of June, it has crushed my soul. I mean, if you know anything about me or listen to the show at all, you know how big of a fan of Juan Soto that I am. I have not believed in a player more than I have in Juan Soto. Prior to joining the Mets, after joining the Mets, all that, and the Mets off to a rough start here. Peterson just gave up a home run in the second inning. David Fry going deep. And the Mets find themselves down 1-0 here. Now, the emotions are going to start to come out. Like, I told it to Mendy. I said, dude, I'm trying to be rational here. You guys are testing my patience 7 of 8. What's going on? Let's pick it up. They got Milwaukee looming this weekend. Before you know it, we said this yesterday. Before they lost last night, we said this yesterday. Hey, if they're not careful here, before you know, you'll be 5-6 games behind the Phillies. All of a sudden, the NL East is over. And you'll be hanging on to a wild card spot. It can happen. But yes, Juan Soto's slow start. Remember, I was the first to rip him after 20 games. Juan Soto's slow start was shocking to me and crushing because he came up in so many big spots early on, which is what he's supposed to be great at. That's his greatest strength. In the biggest spots, Juan Soto usually comes through and has done it, whether it's with the Yankees, whether it's with the Nats, that's what he's done. And with the Mets, it took a while. And then even when he was on fire in June, while we all love that, how could you not? Still, the big moment was lacking. The runners in scoring position, game-changing, game-breaking, three-run homer, whatever it may be, that hasn't been there. And now he's back in a little bit of a funk again. We've seen the Soto shuffle. I've seen him having fun, so I'm not worried about that. I'm not even really worried. I'm just frustrated by it and hurt by it. You know, in the fan perspective, in reality, who cares? I'll go on with my life. I'm fine. From a fan's perspective, you know, there are other things that hurt you in life. From a sports perspective, Soto has crushed my soul because I believed in him so much to, at the very least, come through in the biggest of spots. And instead, the norm has been Lindor on in front of him, Soto gets out or whatever, and then Alonso cleans up the mess. That's been the norm so far. For the Mets to have success and win a division and win a World Series, Juan Soto's going to have to be Juan Soto. But I still believe that he will be. That's why I'm not going nuts the other way. But, I mean, it's about freaking time here. He gets going. One great month is not good enough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So his season's been disappointing. I don't know how you could dispute that. Marty is in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Aaron Judge carries the Yankees. You know, without him, you know, he got hurt one year, and the Dodgers, you know, hurt his leg or whatever. They didn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If he's not healthy the rest of the way, they will not make the playoffs. If he's healthy the rest of the way, they will make the playoffs. The Mets, on the other hand, Juan Soto, his new nickname is Juan Free Pass Soto. He's batting .220 with runners in scoring position. He's batting .240.
Oh, he's worse than that with runners in scoring position, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. 25 home runs he has, right?
Yeah.
How many of those home runs are solo?
The majority of them.
20.
Yeah.
Out of the 25 home runs.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
And they're paying him he has the most walks in baseball. Is that what you're paying for?
Well, yes, that's what he does. Yes, that's what he does.
Yeah, okay, 840 OPS. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, it's a joke.
Well, hold on. 840 OPS is not a joke. Now, for him, it's far below the standard, but it's not a joke. Like, even that's why we say even at his worst, like you're ripping Soto. I'm not ripping Soto. I'm saying what the hell is going on? I want to see him going nuts. And put it this way. I believe he will go nuts. It may start in the postseason. I don't know. But I've been holding out hope all year long and waiting for it, and it just hasn't happened outside of June. But let's not make it like Soto's some kind of bum or a bust. He's not.
No. He's got 60-something RBIs, which half the league has, 30 players.
Well, no, that's not good enough. No. Okay, but what's your point? Do you think Juan Soto's no good? Do you not think he's going to get a guy?
No, I'm just saying he gets a free pass. If this was the Judge struggling or anybody else in New York at a $750 million contract, they'd be getting lambasted.
No, he has been getting criticized, Mark. I don't think he's getting a free pass, and thank you for the call. I mean, I was the first to rip him here. I was the first to love him. I was the first to rip him. 20 games in. What free pass? And believe me, if they continue this tailspin here or don't win the division or fall flat in the postseason, they know it. He's going to be getting ripped. You better believe it. He's got to get it turned on here. I still think that he will. Let's see what happens. I guess my point is that there's no point of yelling and screaming about it now for both the Mets or Yankees and saying, Yankees are done, fire this guy, fire that guy, or you know, Soto stinks, when in a week everything can look different or the results could be very different. The pieces are in place for each of these teams to have success to at least certain degrees. If they don't, when all said and done, then we could react to it. Or certain times throughout the course of the year, sure, I think it's fair game. Right now, I think everybody's going overboard with how bad it's been for the Yankees as far as just the results as it pertains to this year. My bigger issue is big picture organizational stuff that I just can't get behind. But I still had that issue last year, and it resulted in a World Series appearance for the Yankees. I shot my shot last night at Reggie, you know, Redman, Reggie Noble, on social media. I saw him post something. I didn't even know he had a social media account. And then I saw him post something because we had a call yesterday that called and told Hoff that he's friends with Redman and he listens to the show and he had taken issue with me ripping Kayvon Thibodeau. And of course, what I would tell Redman to his face if he did come in here and be like, that wasn't me, Reg. That was BT. I love Kayvon Thibodeau. You must have gotten us mixed up. But I love Method Man. I keep doing that. I love Redman. I love Method Man too, Method Man and Redman. But today I was listening to a lot of the Redman music on the way in and out of, you know, Boomer and Geo. I was throwing on some Redman songs. What the hell was the point of the story? Oh, yeah, so I took my shot at Redman last night. I saw him on social media, and he just tweeted something about his new album, Muddy Waters 2, which I guess came out, earlier this year. I forget the exact date. I was like, Reggie, come on, let's talk some G-Men. Come on, the fan. And, of course, no response. It's okay. You got to put yourself out there sometimes. And if he does, in fact, listen to the show, maybe Reggie would want to come in here and talk some football with us. We'll see. But I love Redman. You a fan of Redman, Hoff? Or not really? You were not a Redman?
I was more of a Method Man than Redman. But
what about Method Man and Redman?
Well, they were good together, too. Yeah. But I was not... Redman was not on the highest parts of my list.
Tomorrow, for Power Up, as we do every Thursday here on The Fan, tomorrow I want to do my favorite Redman songs. Now, that could include, I mean, maybe we should go over the rules now. Can that include Method Man and Redman collabs?
Well, I would think so, because there's sometimes that he's on a song that's a hit that maybe it's not his per se.
Correct.
But he's on it. He's a lead part of it.
Him and Eminem have a song that I like on there. I got to go over them all and dwindle, you know, only five. Remember, Power Up is just five. The five most powerful Redman songs, in my opinion, tomorrow. So I got to dwindle it down.
You could add one honorable mention.
Maybe.
I'll allow that.
I already have three, I think, in mind. It's going to be tough, man. There were more. I love Redman. One of my favorites. Now, you're going back 25 years, even more than that. But I don't plan to be, like, an expert in it.
Were you big into when Redman was in the movies? Him and Method Man?
Yeah, well, How High. That was the name of one of those movies, right, that they did? Do you remember that movie?
I never actually saw it, but I heard it was great.
Okay, because one of the songs on that soundtrack, I was just listening to it today coming in because I'm trying to get ahead of this. What was it called, How High? It's from the How High soundtrack. It's called Part 2. Can you pull it up, clean version of it?
It might take a couple minutes.
They use a sample of Toni Braxton in there, and that's one of my favorites, but I'm thinking, man, can I disrespect Redman and have one of, that's too soft to really make the top five out of Redman, but I do like that song. It's called Part 2. It's from the How High soundtrack. Method Man and Redman back then, too, they were on top of everything. Like, I know they're each pound for pound great rappers. And Eminem, of course, famously references Reggie Noble in his Till I Collapse as one of the great rappers, in his opinion, of all time. But Redman and Method Man, back then, 25 years ago or so, they were it. Great personalities, too, seemed like fun guys. The irony here is that I've never done weed in my life, never taken a gummy. I know, you're looking at me like, no.
Evan's got you beat.
Evan has done it?
Well, he's got to do the gummy at least.
I've never done it. Now, I'm not saying that. Here's what I would do. Reggie wants to come in here. I get high with Reggie Noble. Wouldn't that be something? First time, Dove shaking his head. Dove, have you sampled marijuana?
No.
At all, ever?
No.
Straight edge. Dovey. I'm going to get you. We know BT. We know he's dabbled. Loogie. Morash. I mean, they must have, right? Hoff, you have the song yet, or what are you doing here?
I can't find the clean version.
No, every time I, All right, well, we got to get it ready for tomorrow as we do the power-up. Yes, although I don't know if it's going to make the cut. We'll play it either way, but that's a song that I love. Because they had a different version of How High, but it's a little bit harder than the one from the soundtrack for the movie with the sampling of Toni Braxton. Part two, How High. Come on, look it up. Maybe we could play it coming back from break. Yanni is calling from Westchester County. What's up, Yanni?
Sal, how you doing, brother? Thank you for taking my call.
Good, how are you, Yanni?
I never told you this, but I am doing very good, Sal. I really like listening to the show because I respect you guys' opinions and what you guys have to say about the show.
We appreciate
that. Now, Sal, let's go back to Aaron Boone, Sal. Mm-hmm. What happened last night, Sal? He looked like a deer in the headlights.
In what
way? When he had those two... He had two guys ready in the bullpen, Sal, and he looked like a deer in the headlights, looking back and forth. For what? What was he looking for? I don't think he was sure of what he needed to do last night.
Yeah, I think he was torn in that once you pull the plug on Williams there, you're going to be up against it. Even if Bednar gets out of it, who's going to be following him? Do you trust Leiter to come in that spot? Do you trust Leiter to close it out? So he was trying to get his guy through it and maybe build up the confidence. Obviously, it didn't work. And it was a higher leverage situation than the night before. So it worked out the wrong way for Booney, unfortunately.
I don't know, Sal. If you listen to all the comments out there, there's a lot of people calling for Aaron Boone to be gone already.
I don't care.
It's not only us, the fans.
And
I respect you a lot, Sal, but when you say something about Aaron Boone, it seems like you're putting your foot down like the host of the show, and you are the boss here. But, you know, I mean, you're valid and all.
Yanni, you're entitled to your opinion. As a matter of fact, a lot of callers have called up this week, and thank you for the call, Yanni. We appreciate you checking in. Get back to us. A lot of people have called up and said, fire Boone. And I said, I understand that. All I'm telling you is that I don't think that if they fired Aaron Boone today, it would make them better. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think this is an Aaron Boone problem. I don't think this is a manager's problem. I think it's falling apart here on the Yankees. I still have the expectation that they're going to get things turned around. I don't think that they're fundamentally good. I think the Yankees have a culture issue. And the manager's a part of that. But this is from the top on down. If you were to tell me that Hal was going to step in and fire both Cashman and Boone, that's something that I could at least say, I understand this. I would have done this in 2021. But today, just to get a pound of flesh and say that Aaron Boone's the guy that's at fault? How could he keep making these moves in the bullpen? No, I'm looking at it a little bit deeper and differently. No matter what, when Max Fried gives you five innings the other night, Devin Williams is going to factor into the equation. And Devin Williams hasn't been very good. Last night, like you want to say last night he couldn't use Williams? Okay, fair enough. He thought he needed to use him. He felt like it was a good spot. He'd rather that than have the Rangers use righties. Whatever his logic or reasoning, which I guarantee you there was, whatever it was, right or wrong last night, the Yankees, are built to rely on Devin Williams to be a part of their bullpen. If he does not get outs, even with the additions, Bednar, Doval, even with that, they still need Williams. Well, it's only going to be. You're only going to have Weaver, who's been up and down as well and shaky as well. Like, I get it. Williams is the whipping boy. But he's got to be a part here. And if he's not, the Yankees have even more issues. Will Warren went five innings after Max Fried went five innings. You got to use the bullpen. You don't want Williams in ninth, so what do? He's got to pitch. I can't blame Boone for that. I'm sorry. Tony is calling from Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Tony?
Sal, man, hey, I know you've been in the game for a long time, and that Mendoza interview, man, it was great. You know, I'm not a Met fan, but it was great listening to it.
Appreciate
it. I just want to say, it's not Boone that what the Yankees' problem is. It's deeper than that. We're just not a good team. We're just not a good team. I mean, even if the bullpen doesn't explode or Williams doesn't explode yesterday, we scored zero. Okay, so
right.
That's not Boone.
Bingo. They didn't tack on the night before, and they didn't get any hits last night.
Right. So it's just we're just not good, and I think people just need to understand that we're going to get passed by some other teams, and we're not going to the playoffs this year, and we'd be wasting a spot if we made it. You know what I'm saying? Because they just can't hit. I know they call them King Judge or whatever, but Nah, I mean,
well,
whatever.
Who calls him King Judge? There's only one king in this town, Tony, and thank you for the call, and that is King Cohen. I've heard the afternoon show repeatedly refer to Aaron Judge as King Judge. That's got to stop. First of all, it just doesn't even sound right. I don't care what poll that they took that voted on. Matter of fact, I'll tell you how fraudulent that poll is that they took. They asked me for my vote, right? They came around here at the Fan, and they were asking, hey, what's your vote? Who's the king of New York? You know what my answer was? King Cohen. They wouldn't even allow it. I had to pick somebody else. What kind of poll is that? What kind of voting system is that? King Cohen. One king in this town. Judge is the best player. He's not a king. I mean, come on. It just doesn't fit right. King Judge. Until King Judge puts the crown on in the postseason, I think we got to hold that nickname off. Now, you could dispute King Cohen, but there are reasons why I named him that. Steve Cohen's done all he could. He spent the money. He's laid back. He's got on, like, he let Stearns do his job. He's hired multiple GMs. What more do you want from Steve Cohen? Now it's on Mendy, as I told him. Now it's on the players. King Cohen did his job. Judge, he's got to do his job in the postseason. Mets are getting beat here again, man. This is ugly now. Peterson just gave up another laser, two-run homer. They're down 3-0. By the way, Stephen Kwan, who was on base, all he does is hit. Oh, you don't want Stephen Kwan. Why do you want him? Rather live with Dominguez butchering balls in left field than it's 9 home runs, can't hit from the right side, learning at the big league level. Why do you need Stephen Kwan when you could have that? Stephen Kwan, the reason why I was pounding on the desk for the Yankees to go get him is because that's an organizational change. It would have shown that the Yankees were aggressive and acknowledging that they needed more of a known commodity now and a guy who is also under control and does provide something different than what they have. You know, a leadoff hitter who could put the bat on the ball. And he did it just here, a little base hit up the middle. Next guy comes up, Martinez hits a two-run homer. 3-0 Guardians. That's a ball player, Kwan. The Yankees could, oh my God, he would have been such a great fit here. Last one, Joey's in the Bronx. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Sal, thank you for taking my call, bud. I appreciate it.
Thanks for making it. What's up?
As a Yankee fan, I think that the Yankee roster prior to the start of the season was better than it was last year. Would you agree?
I liked last year's combination of Soto and Judge better, but I understand why you would say it. Maybe a little more balanced this year. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and it's just typical Yankee. And instead of being a frustrated fan from the 90s and being a spoiled kid, I just don't think they've been that team for a long time. They haven't had that heart. They haven't had anything. There's no pulse in the locker room. There's no pulse on the bench. They've never had a Kwan. They haven't had a Kwan. I can't tell you how long. I don't know if that goes against their grain.
Yeah, well, they look for players who mash home runs and don't care about strikeouts and launch angle and all that. I mean, thankfully they brought in Bellinger, which was the perfect fit. They had to bring him in, and he's been a little bit more of a balance. But, yeah, how about getting a leadoff hitter? No, they think DJ LeMahieu was that.
Well, they changed. When was the last time they had a solid leadoff hitter for more than 3 days, more than 3 games in a row? That's another problem.
That's what
I'm
saying.
They haven't had a consistent, nothing consistent with this team whatsoever, and I don't know where it has to change, but it's got to change because there's nothing consistent about this team.
And look, here's the problem. Great call, Joey, and thank you for that. When managers get fired, it's because of things like this. Teams play poorly that you believe in their talent and all those different things. Like, teams underachieving to the extent of, man, what the hell is going on here? Time to fire the manager or the coach. Like, that's just a part of sports. So I understand that conversation. I will continue to say the same thing I said from 2021 on. Firing Aaron Boone in isolation is not going to accomplish anything. If you were going to make a change, and I would have with both Cashman and Boone 4 years ago. 4 years ago.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.